shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows can't go, won't go, shouldn't go, couldn't go. And maybe we'll give them a break one of these days. You know, every now and again, they can come in and watch us do our show. And if I gave you a laundry list of the individuals that have come in to watch my show, that have knelt at our feet, that have washed our feet, that have, I don't want to start sounding as if I'm Jesus, but...
compared to them...
True, compared to them. You wouldn't believe it, so I won't do it, because you won't believe it.
Glenn Beck.
Anyway, 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. Live streaming video of our show every night. We have archived radio going back of the Phil Hendry Show many, many, many years. Daily podcast delivered to your iPod. And you can sign up for that. You can get our classic Phil podcast. As a matter of fact, we have sample clips on YouTube. The Real Bud Dickman is our YouTube channel. But if you go to our homepage, right now there on the homepage, you see a clip from a show last week featuring Steve Bozell and discussion of The Rapture. So if you don't know what Phil TV looks like, go on over there and take a look. There we are at the, right in front of the El Pacifico. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Larry Grover is going to come on here in just a moment. And we are going to talk a little bit about his plan to run for the state senate here in California. But this is not going to be about local politics, so don't worry. I want to get a feel for the national scene. I want to get a feel for the actual place, for instance, that people like Sarah Palin, Larry, are going to play in national politics. What do you think about her? What is up with her? I mean, is there a spot? Are they just...
I think there is, yeah.
Are they just being polite?
I think, obviously, Sarah Palin has a constituency that is significant. There's no question about it. When I had first approached, before I even decided that I was going to run for the state senate in the state of California, I had actually gone to Bart Herson, who was our state treasurer, and I had the state party treasurer, and I said, how can I help get Sarah Palin up and running financially? He said, well, she's doing well, but everybody needs to raise money. And that's when we had come up with these sort of a tongue-in-cheek, but recognizing there has been a great tragedy, we came up with the idea of the debris globe, which we're now using to fund my campaign. And the reaction, Phil, has been, I think, overstated by people such as yourself and other talk show hosts. And I want to pull that, I want to rein that in just a little bit, okay?
Well, let's talk about this debris globe. And for people who are just tuning in, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I wish we could talk about this in the... I'm not here to ask your opinion of it. I'm here to sell them so we can fund our campaign. How did we get to the point where we're debating that they exist, Phil? And we don't think they're in bad taste. We feel that they are a way of making a statement about Larry Grover, and that I care about people, and that I'm going to care about people. Until the day I die, I'm going to care about people, whether I'm a state senator or not.
All right, well, we have to tell people what these debris globes are. Are they souvenirs?
Well, they're paperweights that you put on the desk, and they are, I think, a wonderful idea. A guy by the name of Greg Jetson came to me with them. He develops a variety of novelties. He has a company over here in Culver City. They do this kind of thing over there in that warehouse section on I don't know if you know the area, Phil, off of Venice.
Yeah, I know where it is.
All right. Well, there's a lot of different businesses in there. And what it is a globe, much like a snow globe. When you shake it up, you get, and I describe this to you. And
yeah, but describe it to my audience.
Well, why don't I...
Because if you have to describe it to my audience, I'd like to know what they think.
Fine, I'm not worried about that, Phil. You take the globe, you shake it up, and you have, instead of snow, you have this debris. And it's from the different storms that we've had, And
no, that's not what you said to me, Larry.
That's essentially what we're talking about, though.
You said that this is debris from the tornadoes.
Yes, the storms that we've had.
Well, you're reluctant to use the word. I just want to ask you this question.
Bill, I'll answer it before you ask it. No, I'm not ashamed of the debris globe. I think with the proper positioning by individuals like you, I don't have to take a pillorying from the public. And I think what the problem that we had is that individuals in the media, the first thing they want to do is they want to see how can we make Larry Grover bleed today. And this has been a game they've been playing since I was chairing conservatives of Kern County. How do we make Larry Grover bleed and crawl today? And they work overtime at it.
Larry, I you may be right, but by the same token, a debris globe that is a snow globe, except it's got bits of wood?
There are pieces of actual debris from this area that we put into each of these globes. And I guess that's in bad taste, too. Maybe I should get your permission?
Well, if you want to be sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic, but I would like to describe this without being judged.
Go ahead.
The debris globe, ladies and gentlemen, we are selling these for $15. They are a like a snow globe, except when you shake it up, there's bits of wood and pieces of debris that fly around, and the little scape, if you will, the globescape is a town, okay, and some of the buildings are falling down because of this storm. Because what you're doing when you shake the globe up is you are approximating the effects of, you know, a big wind.
Well, of a tornado.
Yes, of a tornado, but you're shaking it up. And
what is flying around? You got debris?
We've got a
have you got one, bud?
Yeah, is it like a roof?
A roof? Well, then, yeah, there's a rooftop.
A rooftop, huh?
There's a part of a rooftop, if you can have him do it right. And
well, there's a rooftop, and then there's a car, or what is that? It's
not a whole car. It's a tire. It's different things.
Okay, so we've got parts of a house and a tire. Now, you know that we've just had a part of our country that has gone through a horrifying trauma with these tornadoes. You propose to fund your campaign for the State Senate of California selling debris globes, as you call them.
Yes.
That somebody takes and puts on their desk and does what? I think I'll shake this up and remind myself of just what happened in the Midwest.
I think I'll take this and shake it up and look at a piece of American history. I think I'll take this and shake it up and look at what a tornado can do. I'll shake it, which if you say it that way, you're into a whole other problem. What I meant when I said I was going to shake it, I don't mean what you're thinking. I mean the globe. And
I'm not thinking anything.
Well, Mr. Henry, the conversations I've been having with you, it's as if you're trying to think the worst. You take it and you shake it and you're looking at a piece of the news. Now,
why would you come up with this idea?
Because people will buy it. Because it is a novelty. Because I think people want to have a piece of this terrible event and almost control it. I know that I wanted to. I wanted to say, how can I do something? How can I control this weather? How can I control these tornadoes? If I make a debris globe, I can stop it. I can, you know, you shake it, and then I can put it on the desk and stop it.
And Larry, that may well be. I think
that may well be. Are you now the judge and jury?
No, I'm just saying that I believe you when you tell me that you believe you have a novel idea. Yes, it's a novel idea, but the idea that you feel you can control this is somehow therapeutic.
I believe it can be very therapeutic for a lot of people who were afraid of these storms and wanted to do something, even though it wouldn't do anything at all for those people in the Midwest.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Larry Grover here about the state of Republican politics, the conservative movement, the state of his campaign, more importantly, the state of the national slate, the individuals that will be running for the presidency on the national side, who is going to make it, who isn't. We've been talking a little bit about Sarah Palin, and you wanted to initially throw in and raise money for her nationally, and then you decided to go for state office. But this idea, this debris globe idea, where you have this globe of debris from the tornado, was originally an idea that you were going to use for her.
Yes, it was going to be a money raiser for Sarah Palin, and I saw it as a way to infuse a very, very quick amount of cash. We have people, Phil, whether you want to believe it or not, or whether your audience wants to believe it or not, and I suspect there's a lot more people out there listening that are on my side and are a little befuddled, Phil, at the reception you're giving me here.
Well, that may well be.
I'll just say that I think that people want a piece of a novel, novelty and a piece of history, and they want to know, can I get a debris globe? This is a shake it up. It's not a snowstorm. It's the whole thing that went on.
And with little bits of rooftop and tires and...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you're afraid to use the word tornado.
I don't need to use the word tornado. If you shake up a debris globe and you see someone's roof fly by... God.
Larry, I apologize. I don't want to piss you off, but I think it's in very bad taste. Okay?
Yeah, I got that. But what you don't understand is that our intent was to create something. I need cash, all right? Let me be as honest as I can. I've got to get... You can't run for dog catcher in this country unless you've got, bottom line, $1 million. $1 million. $1 million these days is not that much money. But it still is a difficult thing to raise when you don't have the presence that a lot of guys have. Now, I'm starting out. I need to infuse cash into my campaign, and the debris globe was the idea. You may say it's in bad taste, and that's you saying, I hope that your campaign dies, Larry. Or you can say, it's an interesting idea, and maybe I live one more day.
Oh, don't be dramatic, okay?
I'm not being dramatic.
Just Phil Henry saying that your debris globe is in bad taste is not going to kill your campaign.
I think it can kill my campaign in a significant way. People are not going to want to buy it because they don't understand what it is, because they think it's in bad taste, because the talk show host wants to be seen as a good guy, so you decided to destroy my life.
God, I'm not destroying your life, okay?
Well, if I'm running for office...
I'm pointing out that I think one way that you have of raising money is not a good idea. And I don't personally think it's a tasteful idea. 877-876-7445 on the Phil Henry Show. But I can ask my audience. Larry Grover is selling what he calls debris globes. These are snow globes, only instead of snow that you shake up in the globe, you shake it up and it's debris from the tornado. The roof of a house... A tire flying by that he says, if you own one of these debris globes, you own a piece of history. 877-87, and he's using the sale of these to run for state office on the Republican side. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show, back right after this.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, every night we're online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, with live video of our show, Phil TV and HD, and podcasts every day. Get a backstage pass and find out what it's really all about. With me here is Larry Grover. He is with Conservatives of Kern County. He's going to be running for state senate. And, Larry, I want to mention Trent Rayburn.
Yeah, I know. Trent's a young man, a good young man, and he worked for our campaign. And it's unfortunate that he made the wrong decision.
And well, you fired him, right?
I had to let him go, given the fact that we were under a time crunch, yeah.
Well, this is a young man that went back to the Midwest, to Missouri and to Alabama, to collect some of this debris for these debris globes.
That was primarily his job. I also wanted him to meet with some of the agencies there. It wasn't all about him collecting debris for my debris globes. And I think what you're intimating here is that all I got anybody doing is running around and making these debris globes. These are novelties, yes.
Well, this guy went on a trip to the area where the tornadoes were and collected this debris, right?
Yes, he did, and he met with the Red Cross and other officials.
And now he stayed around to help with some of the search and rescue, and he was fired.
Let's back up if we could, because you have a very fascinating way of putting things. And again, Phil, I say this, you have a fascinating way of putting something so it looks like that. It looks like I am the Yorkshire Ripper. You know,
Now, I'm not making you look. Did you fire the guy?
I fired him because he was due back here by a certain date, and he decided to stay back there. You say he was helping with search and rescue. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, that's what I was told, not only by him, but by other people there. He was helping with some of the search and rescue, as well as helping with some of the a cleanup. And he gets fired because he's not back here in time.
As far as I was concerned, he was down there fooling around doing something. I asked him to go down there, get some of these twigs and pieces of roof. But the way you put it just now, as I am talking, I know that I sound like an ass, and that was a skillful thing for you to do.
So you're telling me that the audience perception that may be of you, that you are an opportunist and that you fired this young man for doing the right thing, that's my fault?
I don't know what the audience perception, whatever it is, I'm saying is unfair. If it paints me as some kind of an ass, that you decided we need to have a real jackass today so we'll make Larry Grover.
No, sir, not at all. But a debris globe, Larry, if you were objective, I think you would understand why I am reacting the way I'm reacting. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Justin in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Justin, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead.
It is terrible that you have some kids collecting debris over there, when people are over there trying to actually help and search and rescue everybody.
I didn't have him just collecting debris. He went there to meet with the Red Cross. And he went there to, you know, these are things that you got to do. What were you doing? It's interesting you're going to judge me.
I can't really do anything. What were you doing?
Oh, you can't
do anything. You were having people over there collecting debris.
Well, what are you doing? How are you helping?
Well, how are you helping?
I had him cleaning up.
Collecting debris for your debris globe.
Well, what were you doing, Mr. Henry, and this caller, this guy in Pennsylvania? You're closer to it than I am. What were you doing? Were you repairing lottery machines? Were you going on your route emptying the change out of Coke machines? What do you do?
First of all, I went down to New Jersey and helped the people that my friends that went over there and helped out. I helped them pack. I helped them get ready for everything. What did you do?
What? You helped your friends who helped them? What does that mean? Well, that sounds so they don't even know how to pack their own suitcases?
Larry, the man answered your question. The man answered your question. So what did you do?
I'm here running for state office in the state of California. We have one of the biggest states in the nation. We got big, big problems here, too. And I'm here running for office.
And meanwhile, sending a guy back there to get debris for a debris globe.
Let me ask this guy. Your name's Justin, right? Is that your name? Justin, right? I guess this guy's retarded.
Don't use the word retarded, all right? Let's take a break.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Justin, wherever you are, Justin, I've got a debris globe for you. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means, that if that guy knew he was getting a debris globe, he wouldn't have hung up.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. We have Sandoval. Go ahead, Sandoval. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. My name is Sandoval. I think that it is absolutely ridiculous that they're trying to sell these snow globes. It's just too soon. And my
it's not a snow globe. It's not a snow globe, sir. It's a debris globe.
Well, okay, but essentially it's a snow globe. Now, let me ask you this. My brother is not found. Now, if we were to consider that his resting place was in these debris, isn't that a little intrusive on someone's final
What do you mean your brother's not found? does that mean?
Well, he lives in Joplin.
Have you decided to go and look for him?
I'm sorry?
Have you decided to go and look for him?
What do you mean he's decided? They've got people there looking.
Why aren't you there? Your brother's not missing. Your brother's not missing. I'll tell you what. You want a debris globe or don't you?
Why don't you just quit selling your debris globes? I hope they find your brother, Sandoval. 877-BOY-OH-BOY. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Man.
Phil Henry.
He's clowning.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We're back here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, who is running for a state Senate office. He's a longtime conservative and Republican. One of the ways that he came to fund his campaign is selling what you call debris globes. You were pretty proud of this idea.
Well, I'm still proud of the idea. What I'm not proud of is conservative radio such as yours turning on me and sticking it in my back and breaking it off. And
Wait a minute. Okay.
And the other conservative hosts like Sean Hannity and Beck and all of these guys get on board. But you are a little bit of a Bo Brummel. You're a loose cannon. Now, what is going on with you? And I'd like to find out from your bosses.
Well, hold the phone here for a minute, man. There is nothing in the talk radio manual that says I gotta look at the talking points of a conservative or the Republican Party, okay?
Well, everybody knows that talk radio is primarily a conservative medium, and that you either get on board and start talking turkey and speaking the language, or you can jump off the train and let somebody else do it. And when you come on here and say that Larry Grover is an opportunist and is hurting people. The debris globe is a way that I can make some money with all these rich Democrats in California.
And it doesn't matter to you. You talked to that kid from Fresno a few minutes ago whose brother is missing.
That's what he says, okay?
Well, why not give him the benefit of the doubt and believe that?
I'll tell you why I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. If his brother was really missing, he'd be in Missouri looking for him. He said that. So he could make me, he said that, so he could open up a wider window of opportunity to paint me as the biggest ass going today in the state of California. That's why.
And so you think he's piling on?
Piling on. He's not telling the truth. Let me ask you a question, Phil. What do you think is worse, me selling the debris globe or someone claiming they've got a relative missing and they're not?
I'm not going to get into that discussion with you. I'm simply going to tell you that a debris globe, a snow globe with debris from the tornado, in my opinion, is probably, just as he said, too soon. It's also something that can be a reminder of something horrifyingly traumatic, and I don't like it. 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show. Patrick in Houston. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on The Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
I was just listening. I don't normally catch the show. But I heard your guest speaking, and I thought that it came across to me as his only concern is getting elected, and he'll use any means possible, regardless of what it does to anybody else.
Well, no, sir, that's not true. I don't want to sell people into slavery. I don't want to abuse women and children. I mean, you know, I'm drawing the line. Now, this was a debris globe. It's going to sell, and it's going to help fund my campaign. I don't
that
know
may be,
what Mr.
But I would prefer that you were running as a Democrat, because to me, that's a very tacky object.
You're telling me that my debris globe is such a low thing that you'd rather distance yourself from me entirely?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I told you.
Well, you know, this is what I mean, and I'm speaking to Patrick, right? Patrick, this is what I mean when I say that talk radio hasn't gotten on board and really gotten in behind conservative candidates. And I can only hope that, well, you can laugh, but Mr. Henry has been sitting here basically taking a knife to my campaign and gutting it for the last 45 minutes.
I'm not gutting your campaign, but you just heard a man here saying that with this debris globe, you're not winning any friends on the conservative side.
But he hasn't said why, other than it's tacky. So I would say that simply this. Democrats, we know what a Democrat is. I'm not a Democrat. But what I don't have is money. And we've got to raise money, so Patrick, you'll forgive me if I have to find ways to raise money.
All right, Patrick, thank you.
I have no problems with you raising money. What I have a problem with is
you're willing to do
anything to raise money.
I believe very much that this country needs to be taken back from Barack Obama, don't you? And I'll do just about anything.
But am I replacing a Barack Obama with someone just as bad?
No. Why? Let me tell you something.
You're willing to take advantage of someone else's problems just so that you can get money because you're the only person that can possibly save this country.
You say I'm taking advantage of someone else's problems by creating something very unique, a debris globe that when you shake it up...
Yeah, it looks like a tornado.
Excuse me, I'm talking about...
Oh, I get the concept.
When you shake it up and there's all kinds of rooftops flying around, I don't have bodies flying around. I'm not doing that. What I am doing is I am creating a novelty item. And you think that makes me worse than Barack Obama?
I do. I do, quite frankly. I think Barack Obama would have
a
good sense not to parade that.
Does. I think that novelty item does. Well, actually, let me rephrase. I don't think your novelty item makes you worse than Obama. I think your willingness to do anything to get money to get in office does.
Let me tell you, our country is in such serious shape, and you tell me if you don't agree with this, our country is in such serious shape that I would crawl on broken glass to Washington, D.C. to help it. You don't agree with that?
I have no idea whether you're crawling on broken glass would help. Let me give you a little background. My father spent 35 years in the uniform.
You know what?
I've spent seven.
I would eat the peanuts out of blank blank, okay?
What is that supposed to mean?
I just gave him something a little more graphic.
This gentleman, all right, Patrick, you've been in military. You've been in the military. You're retired now, sir?
I'm not retired.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not serve long
enough.
Well,
so so this gentleman, Patrick's been in the military. So
I understand that.
So he's obviously written his check up to and including the value of his own life to serve this country. And you're crawling and eating the peanuts out of blank, blank, blank.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm not, Audie Murphy.
Well, you're not only not Audie Murphy, you're pretty crude. First you've got a debris globe, then you're bringing up eating the peanuts out of something. Patrick, I thank you very much, sir, for your call, and thank you for your service to our country in this Memorial Weekend. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. And remember, Memorial Weekend is to honor those who have died in combat, in wars, in defending our country. We do honor our veterans, but we honor on Memorial Weekend more those who have passed on.
Hold on for a minute. Now,
why'd you do that?
Well, you're stealing my thunder. I'm right in the middle of an interview, and there you go, and you're doing a public service announcement for the... What I'm saying is...
You've done nothing but damage your own case.
How do you figure that?
First of all, I've got myself a debris globe. All it is a little bit of debris that's swirling around in some water, and...
No, it's not water. It's supposed to be wind. Hello? God.
All right, but it's water, right?
What do you mean, is it water? I don't understand that.
Do you know how snow globes work?
I know how snow globes work. Yes, I do know how snow globes work. You shake them up and they...
There's water in there, man. It's water. That's what makes it swirl around like that.
You know what? You're lying. Boy, if you're lying to me...
No, it's water!
Well, no one factored that in. So...
Well, have you seen one of your debris globes?
No, I have not. I saw how it's supposed to work. I thought it was just the air made it fly around in there. Hello?
Yeah, you know what, Larry? You know something, man? You're about as dumb a guy.
Hey, watch that, sunshine.
Now,
well, you know, if you don't know that, first of all, you got a snow globe. And all right, let me just tell you what you guys are doing. You've got a debris globe that's in water. That's what makes it float around like that. That's number one. Number two, we get this fine man on the air. He's a veteran of the military. He's talking about what it is to actually commit to something. You're saying you'll do anything to help this country, and then you say you'll crawl on broken glass. Well, that's fine. And then you say you'll eat the peanuts out of blank, blank, blank.
Yes, to me that... You're telling me that's not a commitment?
That is a mentally deranged guy. That's a mental case. That's not so much a commitment as it is just some jackass casting around for something desperate to say so it sounds like he's a patriot. Why don't you just run for public office? Why don't you just do the things that we all can do to help our country? You're sitting here eating the peanuts out of something, crawling on broken glass, and making debris globes. You ain't going to win anything, man.
Boy, you know, this is the second time in about 5 minutes. Hey, man, I'm telling you, you got a standing ovation both times, Phil, both times, as you have essentially stuck the head of my career into the guillotine and lopped it right off. Thank you very much.
And you're really, really dramatic.
No, I'm not dramatic. I'm not dramatic. What has happened here is you've just weakened the country. Good night.
Well, we got a few more minutes.
Maybe you don't get it. I just hung up.
No, you didn't.
I'm hanging up. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please support Larry Grover for State Senate, California. What an ass.
Yeah, I'm an ass, all right.
Can't hear that. I hung up. You saying I didn't?
Not yet. You haven't? No.
God. I've got a handset. I don't know how these are working.
What do you... You use a cell phone.
Yeah, hello. You've seen a cell phone, haven't you? Push a button.
Well, the cradle of the phone.
What cradle? Why can't I do it?
This guy's the stupidest...
I'm hearing all of this, and I'm taking it all down. I got a lawyer, too, you know.
Good for you, man. All right, I tell you what, we'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Will you hang that up, please?
What? I thought I did.
No, you're messing around with it. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Phil Henry here with Larry Grover. In the last few minutes, as we talk about this debris globe, which I just can't imagine. I would never own one.
Well, you've made it, and I think the unfortunate thing is you've turned it into something almost as if I... You know, I'm selling pornography to kids, you know, like I'm selling little baby dolls with skirts and no underwear on them. I'm not doing that at all.
No, I'm just saying your timing is lousy. You've got, in your own history, these Columbine, you know, the Columbine Globe and the 9/11 Globe. Do you want to talk to people about that?
Well, I'll tell you, it takes some guts to bring those up at a time like this.
Well, those are the same... Larry, you had a Columbine globe that people would shake up and the bodies of kids would be flying out of buildings. You had a...
No, that wasn't... That was the Columbine globe, yeah.
Okay, and then the 9/11 globe, you shake it up and black... It's like black water comes out as if the entire city's engulfed with smoke. Why?
Because people were into snow globes at that time and I wanted to come up with a new... I guess new ideas don't mean anything to you. I guess in this country that we are rapidly losing our position in the world of the Chinese, you've got Chinese everywhere doing everything. There's nothing that we... It used to be, and I say this with all due respect, that when something was made in China, you'd laugh. Now, and I'm trying to... The one area that the Chinese... Do they have to have the snow globe area too? So what we tried to do is come up with something that was unique.
The snow globe area. So you're trying to tell me you want to corner the snow globe market from the Chinese.
No, Phil, I'm not trying to be funny here.
Well, a lot of the stuff you're saying sounds pretty funny to me. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dave in Arlington. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to this show since the beginning, and I'm just amazed that this guy could even be for real, using the misfortune of others for his own advantage for a political office.
How am I using their... I haven't contacted anybody. I haven't taken any money from anybody. I haven't taken any property from anyone. What exactly are you referring to?
You're using a debris globe, as you call it.
Yeah.
And the misfortune is many people have lost their homes, they've lost lives, they've lost loved ones, and taking advantage of that situation for your own personal gain. And if you would
if you get elected
into office, what else would you do to make a dollar for your own personal gain?
You know, this country is almost broke. Wouldn't you want me to do everything I can to make money for our country? Of course
all
you would.
All you've spoken about is make money. Make money.
That's what we need. That's what everybody else is talking about. We're broke. We've got a $12 trillion debt. What, are you kidding?
Absolutely. But
we're
not going to solve it selling debris globes.
But I'm not trying to solve it selling debris globes. I'm trying to get elected. If I get elected, I'll do anything I can to pay off the national debt. And I mean it.
I have not heard you mention one item on your platform other than making money off of debris globes.
I will crawl across hot coal. I'll put my face into a fan if I have to get the money. That's
not going to get any money for this country.
What I'm trying to say to you and the gentleman, Phil, is my commitment. My commitment to this country is such, I'll stick my hand into a garbage disposal. I will endure that kind of pain to pay off the national debt.
So? Well, you're not giving us any specifics, man. You're not saying how you're going to do that. What kind of money? You tell me you're going to crawl across broken glass. You're going to stick your hand in a garbage disposal. Okay.
That is my commitment to this country. Can either one of you gentlemen say that?
Well, we did have a veteran. That man was in uniform.
Yeah?
That's all I need.
You want me to get into the Army? Is that what you want me to do?
You might be more valuable there, Larry, to be perfectly honest with you, because the stuff you're saying here about sticking your hand...
Would either one of you guys, you Phil or you Dave, put your hand into a running garbage disposal for this country?
Absolutely, I would not, although I am retired Marine. And I served my country in Vietnam. I thank you very much.
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 64 years old.
I'm just checking.
Oh, stop. Listen, Dave, thank you very much, and thank you for your service to our country.
He said he's a Marine, and you just take his word at that. I said I'll put my hand in a garbage disposal, and you laugh.
But it's an asinine thing to say. Thank you very much, Dave, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. There's Dave with Memorial Weekend coming up.
You know, don't you ever ask yourself, Phil, with Memorial Weekend coming up, don't you ever ask yourself that how many of these guys are real military guys?
I take their word for it. Thank you very much.
You just take their word for it. So that allows them to win the argument. I said to them...
How does it allow them to win the argument?
When I said I'd stick my hand into a running garbage disposal...
You sound like an idiot when you say that, man. It's not getting any... It's not paying off any debt. It's not any kind of an economic plan. It's not any kind of a tax. It's nothing. It's not cutting spending. You're telling me you're devoted to this country. Great. Now, those are some guys there...
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was in the military. That means that trumps my putting my hand into a garbage disposal. Because he's in the military.
Yeah, it pretty much does. Because those guys are in the military, they have our gratitude. You stick your hand into a running garbage disposal, and all you earn is a straitjacket.
So I'm nuts.
Well, what do you think, man? What do you think? And when you come up with a debris globe, that man was absolutely right. It's an insult to the people that have survived and to the people that have died. And let's just leave it at that, okay?
Well, I got to tell you, I can't. You bring me on this program, and if my career was a Halloween pumpkin, you'd be one of those punk kids running down the street hitting it with a stick.
You want to try and hang up again?
No, I'm not going to try. I am going to hang up. That do it?
Nope.
How about now?
No. All right, folks.
Larry will try and hang up. And
yeah, you do that, man. All right, folks. We're going to be back here in the next hour with our news and information hour. Give me that phone.
What?
I'm going to hang it up. You there. See, that's how you do it.
Yeah, you broke the phone, babe.
So what? We need a new one anyway. All right, coming up next hour, we have our news and information hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. And we will be going through what is happening. A reminder that we will not be here on Monday night. It is Memorial Weekend. We will be with our individual show, our Saturday night show, locally in Los Angeles. So join us for that and join us on the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com for Phil TV in HD, which is where we are right this very moment. Pick up a backstage pass. And also, while you're at it, our shop is open. T-shirts, our best of CDs, our classic shot glass, and our classic Phil Henry Show coffee mug. It's all available there in the Phil Henry Show shop. So shop, baby. Hey, Father's Day, man. What you going to do, huh? Let's get it together for Father's Day at the Phil Henry Show shop on our website, philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry.